Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, our end of the week fun with the Capital Steps. We'll also examine the lessons of a failed universal health care coverage plan for kids in Hawaii, especially as the presidential candidates discuss that issue over the remaining 2 weeks of the campaign season. And we'll also talk with David Bellavia, an Iraq War veteran, about the news that the U.S. Marines within a month will have no presence in Anbar province in Iraq whatsoever because of the improved security situation there. But back to the headlines at week's end and back to the critical issue of the economy and how the two campaigns are addressing this issue. On Friday, vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin took the Republican ticket to Chester, Ohio, and once again went after the Obama-Biden ticket for their financial proposals.
Senator Obama said that he wants to spread the wealth and he wants government to take your money and decide how to best redistribute it according to his priorities. And Joe suggested that that sounded a little bit like socialism.
Governor Palin says Americans have a clear choice when it comes to economic agendas over the next 4 years, either higher taxes under Obama or lower taxes under McCain.
It's the choice between a politician who wants to raise taxes and redistribute your hard-earned money according to his priorities and a true reformer who wants to lower taxes and create jobs.
Governor Palin also going after Senator Obama on the issue of his connection with the group Acorn that is at the center of several states' investigations into widespread voter registration fraud. Governor Palin says the connections admitted to so far by the Obama campaign don't go far enough, and there are a lot more questions he needs to answer.
What about the training that he provided Acorn, his role in past Acorn voter registration efforts, the $200,000 that he got for Acorn when he was on the board of the Woods Fund, and the fact that Acorn endorsed him this year, and they're working pretty hard on his behalf.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on the side of Ohio Secretary of State Jennifer Brunner over an elections dispute. The Columbus Dispatch reports the justices have vacated a lower court order that Brunner provide county elections boards details by Friday of discrepancies in new voter registrations. Brunner had argued that abiding by a federal court's recent ruling on the matter could strip as many as 200,000 people in her state of their right to vote come November 4th. The secretary said under Ohio state law, every voter in the state shows valid identification before voting at the polls. She also questioned the accuracy of the mismatched data, saying the problem may stem from how the state's voter registration database was constructed. Some 200,000 people who have registered to vote since January 1st in Ohio do not match up to Bureau of Motor Vehicles or Social Security records. Ohio, of course, is considered a key battleground state in the presidential election, and recent polls there show it well within the margin of error. U.S. Supreme Court, as we said, overturning that lower court decision. The McCain campaign says that it's disappointing, but understands the ruling. Barack Obama was on the campaign trail Friday in Virginia, in Roanoke to be specific, and once again, the economy was his major issue on the agenda. Obama says right now the current U.S. economy is in turmoil, and he says we need new leadership and a new direction to solve the problem.
If we've learned anything from this economic crisis, it's that we're all connected. We're all in this together. We will rise or fall as one nation, as one people.
Obama once again linking Republican rival John McCain to President Bush and said a McCain administration would offer more of the same. In their last presidential debate on Wednesday, McCain chided Obama for linking him to Bush, saying, "I am not President Bush, and if you wanted to run against him, you should have done that 4 years ago." Virginia, which hasn't voted Democratic in a presidential election since 1964, is a key battleground state this year. Also on that same stump in Roanoke, Virginia, Senator Obama says he wants to keep jobs in this country, wants to get the economy back on track by building the economy from Main Street up, and he says everyone in this country deserves health care.
I think every single American has a right to affordable, accessible health care.
But the news out of his birth state of Hawaii may not be so good for Senator Obama's plan. After just 7 months, the state has had to shut down due to a lack of funding. The state program there to mandate health care coverage for all children. The governor says that they simply ran out of money because parents who initially had their children under their own health care plans took them off those rolls because the state would pay it for them. For the first time in its 161-year existence, the Chicago Tribune is endorsing a Democrat for president. An editorial gives the newspaper's backing to Senator Obama, calling him the strongest candidate to lead America through a perilous time and restore a common sense of national purpose. The newspaper also says John McCain, quote, failed in his most important executive decision by selecting Sarah Palin as his running mate. The Tribune has endorsed a Republican candidate in all but two previous elections. In 1872, the paper endorsed independent Horace Greeley, and in 1912, it backed Theodore Roosevelt and his Bull Moose Progressive Party. After being up for much of the day, the major Wall Street indexes closed in negative territory at the closing bell Friday. The Dow was down 127 points to finish at 8852, the Nasdaq edging 6 points lower to 1711, the S&P 500 losing 6 points to close at 941, crude oil closing Friday at $71.85 a barrel, up $2 from Thursday's close. Still ahead, our end-of-the-week fun with the Capital Steps, a look at the impact of Hawaii's failure of mandatory health care coverage, and up next, more security news in a good way in Iraq.